There's a very important concept on our daf here on Daf Dalad. Before we begin, the learning is sponsored by Nishmas Yitzhak Ben Shol, Daniel's father. The Neshama Shavan Aliyah and Ganein Shemayla. The Gemara here in Megillah and Daf Dalad says that women are chayiv in Mikra Megillah because afhein abos ha'nes, because they were part of the miracle. So there's a machlokas, as we know, in Tosos here, Tosos in the Rashbam, regarding what does afhe mean? Does that mean that they are the cause of the miracle? Or does that mean that they are simply saved as part of the miracle as well? So there's a Sfas Emes on this daf that says that the machlokas is a nafkamina as to whether a woman can be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah. Not to get too controversial, but he says this is a nafkamina for that issue. He says if the woman caused the miracle, then there's a special din that women have to hear Mikra Megillah. But that's it. There's a special din they have to hear the reading of Megillah. That's if they caused it. They have to be included. But if men and women are the same, if it's simply that Anashim and Nashim are on the same level, because they were both equally saved, then men and women are on the same level. And therefore, since they're both coming at the same direction of the same Chiyuv, therefore a woman should be able to be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah, which is the machlokas here in Tosas as well. So Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher on the Moad in Manpurim, he says it doesn't make any sense because the Beis Yosef says very clearly that against the Sfas Emes, that the very reason some of the Rishonim say that women can be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah is because the miracle came about through their efforts, that Esther is the one who caused the miracle. And therefore, that's why it should be a reason to dafka say they should be motzi a man. And therefore, the Sfas Emes is a nice piece of lumdus, but it's hard to hold it against the rest of the Rishonim. Rav Yaakov Emden writes in the Sheol Siyavitz that by extension of this, women are responsible in the midst, all the mitzvahs of Purim, Mishloach Manos, and Matanos Avyonim, and all the things as well. Rav Adi Yosef says women are chayiv in Suda as well because of Afhein, but doesn't mean they have to drink. You can have the Suda without actually drinking. The second Gemara is the Gemara in Psachim that says women are chayiv in Dalad Kosos, the four cups, because Afhein Abayoso Anes. And this is also machlokas. Does that mean it's that women were also saved in Yetzias Mitzrayim or also the Nashim Tzidkanios? Because of the righteous women, we were saved from Mitzrayim as well. The Shulchan Aruch adds in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Uvachol Mitzos Hanhagos Bos Alayla, and all of the mitzvos of that night. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Matzah, Maror, Amiras Haggadah, all those things come along as well because of Afhein Bos Anes, even though there is the Gemara of Chametz and Matzah, whoever is Chayiv in the Isser being Chametz is also Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Matzah. The fourth is the Gemara in Shabbos and Chav Gimel, that women are Chayiv in Eres Chanukah because Afhein Bos Anes. And the Ma'aril in Hilchos Chanukah says that women are also Chayavos in Halal on Chanukah as well, on the same level, because they were saved in the miracle of Chanukah. Or, as the Rashbam says, because Yehudis, the story of Yehudis, and her events as well, cause the saving of Chanukah as well. There's also a fourth place that's not in Shas, and that's the Ran in Shabbos. The Ran in Shabbos, Aitz Rabbeinu Tam, who says that women are Chayav in Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, and all three meals, because Afhinu Bos Anes, because they were also involved in the miracle of the Man. And because they also received Man, and that was a miracle, therefore women have to have three meals, and also have Lecha Mishnah, which obviously goes. Can they be motzi? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No problem. 100%. For sure. Without question. So, fine. Now, Tosos and all of you places says you would have thought that women should be putzer because it's a mitzvah saseh she'az man grama. It's a time bound mitzvah. And Tosos understands that we have a concept of time bound mitzvahs also by dine derabanan. These are all rabbinic mitzvahs. We see that there's a potential exemption of women from time-bound mitzvos as well here when it comes to rabbinic laws. Rashi says that since tefillah is midirabanan, women are chayavos, even though it's mitzvah saseh she'azman grama. And Tosis argues and says, halal on yontif is midirabanan, women are patur, and therefore we see that women are paturos in mitzvah saseh she'azman grama midirabanan as well. So there's a machlokas Rashi Tosis whether women are exempt in rabbinic time-bound mitzvahs. Rashi seems to say no. Tosfos seems to say yes. So the Brisker Rav says that Rashi holds that halal on yontif is min ha-Torah. There's a Torah mitzvah every yontif to say halal, and therefore reciting halal on yontif doesn't prove anything. Can't say, oh, it's a time-bound mitzvah, and therefore women should be exempt or not, because halal on yontif is min ha-Torah. And therefore, it says nothing about rabbinic mitzvahs as well. Comes the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer Norachaim in Siman Kuf Peyalf. He asks an important question. What about tefillin? How come women aren't chayiv in tefillin because afhein abos ha'nes? Why do we wear tefillin? We should remember that we left Mitzrayim. That's the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo. We wear tefillin to remind us that we left Mitzrayim, that we became avadim of Hashem. So says the Chassam Sofer, women are also taken out of Mitzrayim. Women should be chayiv in wearing tefillin. It's a good kasha. So he begins by citing a Tosfos in Sachem that says that Afhein only applies to mitzvahs to Rabbanan, and the Tosfos here as well, and not mitzvahs to Arayis. And therefore, Afhein is not a reason to include women in the mitzvah of in these types of mitzvahs that are min haTorah. And then he says that Afhein only makes them chayiv mitzvahs to Rabbanan, as we saw here as well, and not min haTorah. We want women to be chayiv min haTorah. Arvakosos is Darabban, yeah. So the Chassam Sofer then explains that there's a difference between two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that we do that are zecher l'neis, to remember a miracle, and there are mitzvahs that we do that are pirsumei nisa, not just to remember the miracle personally, but to publicize the miracle. And we only say afhein when it comes to pirsumei nisa, when you are telling over the miracle. So therefore, we find it by all three. By Purim, we're telling over the miracle. By Chanukah, we're telling over the miracle. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, based on this idea of the Chassam Sofer, saying Haneros Halalu is Le'ikuva. You have to say Haneros Halalu by Adlakas Neros, because part of the mitzvah of Neros Chanuk is Pirsumei Nisa. You have to talk about the miracle. And if you don't say Haneros Halalu, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvahs of Neros Chanukah, because you weren't publicizing the miracle, because that's the point of this mitzvah. And also, certainly, by Leil HaSeder, you have to have a gadi, you have to be mefarsim, you have to publicize the miracle as well. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, that's why women are not chayev in tefillin, because of afhein v'oso anes. Because tefillin is not a din pirsum anisa. It's a zecher to the miracle. We remember we came out of Mitzrayim, but we're not publicizing the miracle. We're simply making a mentioning to ourselves that we wear tefillin, and therefore that's why women are not chayev in tefillin, because of afhein v'oso anes. Now, what's the whole idea here that women, that afhein is only a din derabbanan? So the Maharal explains a number of places, and Rav Shechter pointed this out, that mitzvos derabbanan were instituted because of an event that occurred in history. Something happened, and the Chazal came along and said, therefore do this. That's what mitzvos derabbanan are. However, dinei deoraisa precede the creation of the world. The Torah was already written beforehand. Histaka ba'oraisu bare alma. All the mitzvos in the Torah are already ingrained from the beginning of time before any events occurred. The reasons given in the Torah for Torah commandments are only partial, because those mitzvahs already existed in primordial times, already before the world was created. And based on this, so Shechter wanted to say that one could argue that the reason women aren't putzer in Megillah is because they're chayavos in the chiyuv d'oraisa to praise Hashem after Hashem helps us. There's a mitzvah shelo hazman grama, and the reading of the Megillah is only a fulfillment of the din d'oraisa of being mishabeach Hashem. We are always responsible to praise Hashem. That's a constant mitzvah that exists at all times. And when we read the Megillah, we're simply fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa of praising Hashem. That's all the Megillah is being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he does. And, for example, he says that there's a machlokus whether an eved she'enu meshuchar, an eved who's not free, is chayv in Megillah. So the Brisker Rav explained that this machlokus is dependent on whether afhein means they were actually involved in the mitzvah, and slaves were not, and therefore they should be exempt, and they should be putter like women. But if afhein is simply a derabanan, which is based on a larger deraisa of praising Hashem, then slaves are also responsible in praising Hashem. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, slaves should be chayv in Mikra Megillah, because everyone's chayv in the deoraisa of praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this is the svar of Tosus, whether it should be derabanan or not. Is it simply, are we simply saying that Mikra Megillah is an event that occurred because of Purim, or are we saying that it's something that's reflecting all the way back before the creation of the world that we're praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu? This is one blip on the map of different praises of Hashem throughout history, but not specifically because there's some event happened in Shushan thousands of years ago and we're simply remembering it over there. And that would be the difference in how we view afhein and the Mikra Megillah being from the Torah or Midrash Rabbanan. Okay, stop there.